Tech giants have enjoyed growing markets and popularity worldwide, but 2018 changed that.
Are America's technology companies serving as instruments of freedom or instruments of control? Are they fulfilling the promise of the digital age? Are they advancing the cause of self-government? Or are they serving as instruments of manipulation, used by powerful interests and foreign governments to rob the people of their power, agency, and dignity?
2018 has been a challenging year for tech companies and consumers alike. Company CEO getting called to Congress for hearing, promising profusely they will fix the problems of data breach, but still cannot do it.
The year saw new revelations of foreign operatives using social media to secretly spread divisive and often bogus messages in the U.S. and worldwide.
It doesn't matter to whose benefit they were operating. It bothers people here that a foreign country using our social networks and digital products and services that we have come to feel comfortable in, a foreign government has come and used that against us.
Facebook faced major criticism after a data breach affected millions, and revelations that its lax oversight allowed a political consulting firm to exploit millions of its users' data. That has led companies like Latticeworks to create new ways for users to protect their data and themselves, Siddhartha says.
Despite, apologizing profusely for leaking customers' data, they can't do anything about it because their real master, their boss, is Wall Street.
User data was just one area of criticism in 2018. Under pressure, social media companies tighten restrictions on the kinds of speech they tolerate on their sites. And workers press managers about their company's government contracts and treatment of female colleagues. The revelations prompted some, like former tech columnist Walt Mossberg, to give up Facebook. He wants federal law to limit U.S. internet firms' collection and use of user data.
These are giant companies now, and there really are four or five of them that control everything. And governments and citizens of countries around the world need the right to regulate them without closing down free speech. And that's tricky.
After a year of privacy and data scandals, 2019 may bring tighter rules governing users' data and other issues.
So now,
Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.